memorandum for file. Only one copy can be made and be delivered to the home. With further reflection on the memorandum I wrote you a week or so ago. On the problem of getting over more adequately some of the more personal activities of the present city. More personal aspects of the presidency. It would be well for you and whoever else works on this to review what we have done just before and since the election and the effect of those activities. Very paragraph. Our nationwide television on Thursday night, in my opinion, was pretty much of a dud. I know that you got a good reaction from people like Bill Rogers. And I am sure that as far as the press is concerned, you, and what I now say about the press is virtually true of all the other items I'm going to mention. There was not much of a negative reaction, period. Basically, that appearance was highly presidential, philosophical, for the average person, dull, period. My guess is that the average person who tuned it in either went to sleep or turned to whatever movie or other item was on some other channel in order to get away from this period. That's not a badge. And frankly, I think I would have done the same thing if I had been listening to the period prepared then. That's true of the 5 minutes I did on the night before election. Mercifully, it was short. Therefore, not many tuned it out. Again, it was one of those items that did no harm, but certainly did precious little good. I can sense that this is the case from the way I have been able to sense my own check. My own personal context, but also from the fact that I have yet to find anyone who has mentioned either appearance, either before or since the election. And I objected on that there was scarcely any male reaction at all, which is some indication. No response in court for struck in the public. Very embarrassing. I realize that the answer of Ray Price and the quote presidential end quote group will be that that's exactly what we wanted to do, to put the people to sleep rather than to excite them. Very. On the other hand, a certain price is paid for that. And this is what we must watch as we move to the second term. To be pompous and dull and give no enthusiasm, no lift, no excitement to what we are doing, we are going inevitably to fail in achieving our significant goals in the second term. I cannot emphasize to and once Vietnam has concluded the so-called, quote, did election E, again fell into the same error. In the Oval Office, talking quietly to the nation. But with no sense of lift or excitement. Get across. They didn't tap the really underlying feeling of elation that exists across the country among the 60% of the people that voted for us. Among men, most of them, the 60% of the people that voted for us. By the time we got to the Shoreham, I had already, in effect, trained off. And what I said there was so anticlimactic that the fact that it was a rather exciting crowd made very little difference, because I could do very little at that point. Moved from the one that had been set in the Oval Office, and to give not only that crowd a lift, but to give the millions listening on television somewhat of a victory and a feeling of lift. If you check this out with my own staff, you will find the fatal weakness in our staff that I am constantly trying to get across to you today. They will all think that we did exactly the right thing, that this was presidential, that there should have been no excitement election night, that we should not have tried to raise the spirits of people in the last week of the campaign for fear that we would get some criticism to the press for either campaigning too hard or trying to demagogue or what have you. All of our staff people would say that is that this is exactly the kind of thing that appeals to them as rational, intelligent, sober opinion types, intellectual types, intellectual types. In other words, is to have fallen under the error of the price approach in spades due to the fact that we had a runaway election on our hands and didn't want to do anything to jeopardize our lead. In other words, we fell into the error that I had always feared of backing into the victory, whereas we probably should have tried to, even with the demonstrators and all the rest, to put a little excitement in the last 3 weeks. It is true that the motorcades served a useful purpose. That very unexpected turnout of people across the runway in Greensboro changed the mood a bit. And of course, the final rally in Los Angeles was one of the best. The difficulty was that as far as the last rally was concerned, it came too late to have any effect. You're on the same treadmill. Underline the word do. It is very exciting to those who are who have a doctor's degree in political science. What we are doing now is not exciting at all, as far as the average person is concerned. What we are saying about what we are doing cannot really make it that much more exciting, because it just isn't there. I know that John Ehrlichman would suggest that if I would just go out to my junior high school and make the announcements there, or possibly drop into a supermarket on Saturday afternoon and do it, that this would change the whole situation. But it would not. You big story, at least from any kind of a, the most positive story, at least from any kind of a national impact was concerned, was the walk that I took through Rockefeller Center, where I met the Israeli and the had them shake hands and then made a little talk to the television cameras. Ziegler opposed my going on the walk that day. I do not blame him for that. He was simply playing it safe because playing it safe has brought us pretty far. He said that after all, I had a pretty good reception down at Wall Street the day before and that we didn't, quote, need it, and that put the word need in quotes, and that I might as well sit in the hotel room. Let Henry's visit that night be the story. Though, of course, was fearful that there might be some demonstrators this night. Added on impulse to go. It turned out to be a good idea. You have to understand, again, is that most of the members of our staff have no feeling for political chemistry, for the excitement, the reaction of people. I go back to the time that I went and spoke to the POWIs. Erdogan's reaction is typical of the reaction of our entire staff, virtually our entire staff, to matters of that sort. To Erdogan, the big story was that by going there, regardless of what kind of reception I got, regardless of what I said, it would be a good, quote, gimmick story, end quote, to get us on the news that night and keep a more negative story at a lower level. Very good. On the other hand, the reason that that was a good story was because of what happened there. Not what I said so much as the excitement of the crowd, etc. What we have to realize, too, is that the, quote, presidential, end quote, advisors are constantly pushing me out of character. Sometimes I feel like walking among people. Making a speech like the one of the Junior Chamber of Commerce and so forth, I should do so, because that is the way I am. I will never do anything really crude or stupid, but on the other hand, I have to do the things that do not appear to be so contrived and so planned and so well-ordered and also, which appear to be ones in which we are simply avoiding risks and avoiding negatives rather than taking chances to make positives.
Mayor,
we are taking chances to make positives in the foreign policy area. What we need to do is to take some chances to make positives in the PR area without going to the girl, to the early sapphire type of gimmickry. The acceptance speech is a case in point. Actually, from the standpoint of a political science exercise, I would agree, a very effective presentation. On the other hand, I was so I had it beaten into me so much by everybody around me that I should talk more to the television audience, that I deliberately kept the crowd played differently. Here again, of course, the staff had prepared some remarks for me to read, which would have perhaps been much better than what I said. On the other hand, what made that event was the spontaneity. Some would say even a bit of non-presidential demagoguery, although I did not intend it.